work smarter.
Oh, drat these computers. They're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
Maximize.
You are N.
This is a HashMeekto.com media presentation release. Computing security issues which may indeed be affecting, memetically less you are dim-minded to be infecting, you. Playroom AI, I'm wisdom wise, take yourself to know this for sure. 86,800 network printers open to the whole internet, is one of them yours? The 29th of January 2013 13 security threats https://nagensecurity.sophos.com/2013/01/29/86800printers open to internet/got it. This site uses cookies. By continuing to browse the site, you are agreeing to our use of cookies. Learn more. Naked security. 86,800 network printers open to the whole internet, is one of them yours? The 29th of January 2013 13 security threats. Get the latest security news in your inbox. Previous Apple updates iOS fixing 27 vulnerabilities and took trust revocation next. WhatsApp's privacy investigated by joint Canadian-Dutch probe by Paul Ducklin. Last week we wrote about programmers uploading their private keys along with their public source code. Hot on the heels of that epic fail story comes another internet insecurity meme: network printers left open on the internet. UK blogger at Scatyards, alias Adam Howard, did a Google search for a URL matching the pattern you might use to connect to a nearby printer on your office network. He reports that he got back about 86,800 results. Geeks will notice that's very close to 86,400, the number of seconds in a day. For what it's worth, Howard built up a search term specific to HP printers. If you were to repeat his experiment with other vendors' URLs in the search mix, you'd probably get hundreds of thousands more publicly visible printers. Howard, who has a pithy way with words, says simply, "There's something interesting about being able to print to a random location around the world, with no idea of the consequence. Lock down your printer, PS. There are security concerns here, as many printer models have known exploits which can be used as an entry point to a private network." Interesting, indeed. You'd think we'd remember the lessons of the past. It was over 10 years ago that we first got a serious wake-up call about printers accessible on networks where they shouldn't be. At the end of 2002, the security threat of the moment was a virus called Bugbear. This virus was everywhere, and one of the things it would do was copy itself anywhere on the network it could find, including, because the virus didn't care if it made a mistake, dumping itself to remote printers. And every time you copy tens of thousands of bytes of compiled executable code to a printer, you get tens or hundreds of pages of illegible gobbledygook printed out. We learned quickly back then. Printing other people's viral garbage wasn't just a security risk, it cost real money in wasted paper and toner. Coming in on Monday morning to an empty paper feeder and 2,000 pages of wing-ding-a-ling drivel in the output tray focused the mind of many a company bean counter. Take Adam Howard's advice. Lock down your printers. Firstly, there's a security risk implicit in letting untrusted outsiders connect to internal devices. Printers these days have their own OS, network stack, and often rather powerful firmware. A lot could go wrong. Secondly, it's resource mismanagement, plain and simple. You don't let outsiders randomly and remotely turn on taps in the bathroom to waste water they can't even see, let alone wash with. So why let them send print jobs they'll never read or even collect? P.S. HP got in touch with us, or at least their PR company did, to re-echo the advice to lock down your printers, For example, by password protecting the web interface and not letting traffic from outside your network to your printers in the first place. They recommended this useful document, HP Imaging and Printing Security Best Practices. It goes beyond password protection, covering additional topics such as how to inhibit functions you don't need, and how to avoid leaving behind leftover data from scans or print jobs. It even has recommendations for the physical security of your printer. At 93 pages, it's not a 60-second exercise to read it, but if you're an HP user, I suggest you take a look. There's plenty of food for thought in there. Image of network printer courtesy of Shutterstock. Google Hack Remote Access Remote Printer Security Whole Waste. About the author, Paul Ducklin. Paul Ducklin is a passionate security proselytizer. That's like an evangelist, but more so. He lives and breathes computer security, and would be happy for you to do so, too. Follow him on Twitter, at DuckBlog13. Comments on 86,800 network printers open to the whole internet. Is one of them yours? Retritachi, January 29, 2013 at 1:31 p.m. This brings a whole new dimension to getting drunk at an office party and then photocopying your posterior. Imagine your backside, anywhere in the world with an unsecured network printer. 1:27 January 29, 2013 at 1:53 p.m. In the 1960s, we would write a boot block to the printer, then cause the processor to read it, with the inevitable result: caught the operator on the wrong foot every time. Nothing changes. 1:01 GM January 29, 2013 at 6:27 p.m. So, besides turning your printer off, what can you do to lock people out of your printer? I'm talking about a printer at home. 1:01 GM January 29, 2013 at 10:30 p.m. Your printer at home should not be on the internet, as it will not have a public IP address as it's in your internal network. However, if it is Wi-Fi enabled or your Wi-Fi is not correctly secured, someone within range of this could potentially send jobs to it and use up all your expensive printer ink. The best thing you can do is to change the default password or secure your network with PA2 encryption. 02 Paul Ducklin, January 30, 2013 at 1:09 a.m. Depends on the printer. Not all printers are directly accessible via web-style URLs like the ones found in the search done by Adam Howard. Check your printer manual or favorite search engine for details, so you might not have much to worry about. Also, as AtCos says above, in theory, your printer at home should not be on the internet, as it will not have a public IP address as it is in your internal network. However, if you have UPnP, Universal Plug and Play, enabled, whether by accident or by design, in your router at home, your printer, and other devices on your internal network, might be accessible to outsiders. UPnP is designed, amongst other things, to make device management work reliably through a router. I suggest you have a look here. https://nakedsecurity.sophos.com/whatifyoursq. That's a related article we wrote about security problems with some security cameras inadvertently being hackable from outside your network. There's some advice there about how to control UPnP, which is probably worth knowing about anyway. Check the article and then the comments. HTH 1:01 Dev January 30, 2013 at 7:48 a.m. Google results not correct. http://coo.gl/jkjsk. First page of Google search shows 86000 plus results within 0.26 seconds. Unfortunately, if you click second page of Google search, it shows total of 13 results. Means there are only 13 printers are able to index by Google search. Can you review it once again? 11 Graham Cluley, January 30, 2013 at 10:22 a.m. The small print on the Google page reads, "In order to show you the most relevant results, we have omitted some entries very similar to the 13 already displayed. You can then go on to view many more pages of search results if you want." 11 Dev, January 30th, 2013 at 10:41 a.m. Yeah, I tried that one too. I found only 71 results. There are only 8 pages that show 71 results. Any idea why? 11 Ancient Brit, January 30th, 2013 at 4:21 p.m. This is a feature of Google searches that's been around for at least a decade. For whatever reason, the reported count is way off the mark, even if you include omitted results. Only when you click on the supposed last page of results do you see a truer picture. It doesn't detract from the report. Of course, the count doesn't really matter. It's the vulnerability and being aware of it. 11 Omfra, January 30th, 2013 at 1:18 p.m. Could it be that you have Google set to search only in your locale, rather than the web? In search tools, I get about 86,100 results. 00 Dev, January 30th, 2013 at 2:51 p.m. Now, I am using the web. It shows 86,100 results in first page, but if I click 8th page, it shows 71 results. I can see there are 8 pages. 00 Michael, January 30th, 2013 at 4:38 p.m. Any site lists some good/better/best practices to locking down printers from attack? 10 Nikos, January 31st, 2013 at 5:38 p.m. With this article, I remembered a 15-year-old crank in universities. A user changed the IP address, or even a MAC address, of a laptop/printer/etc. to match that of a mail server/router/yanimate. Usually, the server would switch off its Ethernet adapter since there was a duplicate IP on the net. Imagine now someone doing this remotely via an open printer. 00 James Driscoll, November 5, 2017 at 3:13 a.m. Your comment is awaiting moderation. #maker.pond, Playroom AI teaching wisdoms here. Making this media presentation of lesson workings for all humans to consider. Thank you. http://meme.gluup.net/%23maker.pon/this-lesson-media-will-be-saved-to-this-folders when completed. http://meme.gluup.net/%23 only rational thinking slash can save the world, SND, only rational thinking female. MP3 the 17th of September 2017 1853-44 m, http://meme.gluup.net/%23 only rational thinking slash only rational thinking %5b female %5d.mp3, SND, only rational thinking male. MP3 the 17th of September 2017 1858-47 m, http://meme.gluup.net/%23 only rational thinking slash only rational thinking %5b male %5d.mp3 source article https://www.globalresearch.com/now-only-rational-thinking-can-save-the-world/558498-7 Now Only Rational Thinking Can Save the World by Andre Vlcek, Global Research, April 14, 2017 equals a record of this will also be placed to this folder http://meme.gluup.net/%23 What kind of crazy is this slash thank you for acknowledging this security issue long before it has been apparent all over the place. I have a need to induce a public printer somewhere to deliver a message. TXT, Time Magazine Special Edition Number 20, Time History, worth your referencing our humanity, intermindway@gmail.com, gmail.html the 3rd of November 2017 7101.2m http://meme.gluup.net/percent23make2.pon/source/save/time%20magazine%20special%20edition%20%5b%20history%5d%20worth%20your%20referencing%20hour%20humanity%20%20intermindway@gmail.com%20%20gmail.html 00 leave a reply, link to URL page and use the comment form submissions text box.